Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld visited the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba today. 158 Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters are being held on the base in a detention camp known as Camp X-Ray. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Gelton was among the journalists traveling with the defense secretary. He joins us now from Guantanamo Bay. Tom, what is the scene there? Where are you actually allowed to be as a reporter?
Well, I'm standing, Lisa, about 100 yards from what they call Camp X-Ray, which is, of course, as you've seen it described, a series of cells surrounded by a chain link fence and two or three rolls of concertina wire above. So it's quite a impressive enclosure. Nestled here in the among the hills on Guantanamo Navy Base, out in the open, surrounded by, what, 9 guard stations. We're not able to get any closer than this, but from where I'm standing, I can see the individual enclosures where each of the detainees is being held. I can see some movement back there. Now, right now, there are a number of soldiers that are building additional facilities because they're actually right here at capacity right now, and they want to put in some additional facilities to bring in more prisoners.
Tom, any indication that you'll be allowed inside, perhaps to see prisoners, to talk to them?
We're not going to be able to get any closer than this, I'm afraid, Lisa. This is the point, the closest point that any journalists have been allowed to approach the enclosure. They're extremely nervous about a couple of things. I think mainly they want to avoid any kind of embarrassing publicity. You might recall there was quite a controversy last week when some photos were released showing the prisoners kneeling and shackled. That proved a great embarrassment to the U.S. government. They want to make sure that we journalists don't get any pictures like that again, even though that picture actually wasn't taken by a journalist. It was taken by a Navy photographer. But they want to be very sure that we don't have the opportunity to depict these prisoners in any way that would show them less than in a dignified condition.
Tom, Secretary Rumsfeld came out with a pretty strong statement today about the status of these prisoners.
That's right, Lisa. On the way down here on the plane, he told us flatly, they are not prisoners of war. They will not be treated as prisoners of war. And the reason that this is it's kind of an issue that does not go away, there have been reports this weekend that Secretary of State Colin Powell is asking the Bush administration to sort of reconsider its earlier statement that the Geneva Conventions on prisoners of war do not apply here. Secretary Rumsfeld is trying to clarify that. What he told us this morning is these guys are not prisoners of war because they basically were fighting in an unlawful way. They weren't themselves abiding by the rules of war. They weren't wearing uniforms. They weren't part of an established army, etc. But nevertheless, the Geneva Convention does have some provisions that even apply to non-combatants. And that, he said, is what is now being debated, that maybe there are provisions of the Geneva Convention that do apply here, even if these guys are not prisoners of war. But on that issue that you raise, he's absolutely adamant. He said they are not prisoners of war. They will not be treated like prisoners of war. And he said that goes for all of them, whether they're former Taliban fighters or al-Qaeda fighters.
NPR's Tom Gelton in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Lisa.